This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
And now on this night, 2000, excuse me, dang. I'm feeling like it's just going to be like you again.
The comments that you heard in the program coming up are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
It was the gym that really turned into a cow pie.
Look at the chest of Brian. It's like ground meat, like hamburger. Daniel Bryan would be humiliated to know his chest looked like processed meat.
I love
Marlon
that.
Brando? Yeah, no, this is over, man. We can't be friends.
Well, this is going to hurt.
Oh, you hurt my feelings.
A lot of rocks rattling around in that tin can of yours, you call a brain.
But now he is so low, even John Cena can't see him.
Keep telling yourself that.
I was like, that is a devoted wrestling fan.
You the man, ma'am.
I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. You're a hypocrite. Step to the side. Thank
you. I took a nap.
And then when Lashley comes in, they should have had Lashley against Brock Lesnar. But that didn't happen because they had Bobby going, I love you. My sisters, they're so wonderful.
That was really stupid, too.
Back in the day when men were men and sheep were scared.
I just ate my lunch and I'm about to lose it.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Is this boy excited?
Nitro, Monday Nitro came to Salt Lake. Anyways, I was the first guy to get thrown out of that building, man. I think Booker T.
And my wife's like, yes, my husband really likes wrestling.
Let's say it together.
Slap nuts.
If, and I'll emphasize the word if, I might be brilliant.
Wait, am I allowed to have that these days?
Not on Facebook.
Somebody might get offended and quit carrying our podcast.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, we'll leave that one alone for now.
Big, hairy deal.
So if it's a kitchen and a studio, would it be a cudio or a stitchin'?
All right, babe, coming in 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Well, you know, the WWE always does two things for me. Number one, gives me heartburn, and number two, gives me a migraine headache.
But
hey, if it was easy, brother, everybody'd look like this.
Of all the things.
That's what we geek about and stuff.
And the crowd was just kind of going.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Where's the concessions? I need a foam finger there.
I'm really confused, though, okay?
Everything you'd ever want to know in the world of professional wrestling has been in this very podcast.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You could have heard a lung collapse.
I said, you're here with Dad and I. You can get anything you want.
Absolutely.
Women age like fine wine. She's aging like milk.
You can hear someone pass a kidney stone. I mean,
he called in on a touchtone telephone. He is none other than Zane Peterson. Zane, you've called the boss radio station, the boss jock with the boss sound that my boss told me to play right here on the Nifty 850 WINO. Wonderful Wino Radio. Wonderful Wino. Thank you, George Carlin. That's an old Carlin routine. Wonderful Wino, more hits more often.
I don't know why every time you do that, every time you do your...
Just going to leave it out there, kaboom, ba-boom, yeah, so.
Even a Boy Scout probably couldn't put him back together again if they tried.
So, has there been any change?
Nope.
A little bit of the bubbly.
I am not a fan of hip-hop music. I'll just say that right off.
So, Dave, are you a fan of hip-hop music?
Heck no.
This is our show, so I'll say whatever the heck I want, right?
You're right.
You can make 3 sandwiches and have a shower by the time they get to the ring.
Oh, thanks, man. Did I do okay? And, you know, and I was like...
Inside the elimination chamber, say that 3 times fast.
Garbage.
And then your champion is Brock Lesnar.
Boring.
And I'm a 61-year-old man in a stitchin' that collects toys.
I'm freaking mad is what I am.
I am a debunker, baby.
You jerk.
It's like having that new car smell. It's there for a minute, and then as soon as you get in, it's gone.
The constipated Baron Corbin. I mean, the constable Baron Corbin.
But he seems to post a lot on
there.
Yeah,
Lot Adams. Yeah. I've seen him posting a lot.
How
you doing, Lot?
Lot,
we like
thanks
you
for listening.
A lot.
I see what you did there. Boom.
I have a lot of talent there myself.
We talk a lot about wrestling on
this
show,
do.
Don't we?
Yes, we do talk a lot about that, Lot. So anytime you want to be on a part of our show, beg. And give a lot of money to me. We don't call it bribery. Yeah. We call it creative financing.
Yes.
So. Well, thanks for being here and being all in.
The time I was wrestling with Wrestling Alliance of the Rockies.
Some time permitted for recording your message. If you are
we just left a long message.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Some
phone's
gonna be running talking to him.
Yeah. we've got a couple of different things going on here. We got merge calls every which way. So
reach the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Recording this or are we live?
No, we're recording this. I love it though.
You big duty head.
Then they'll have Shane come out and let him do Here Comes the Money Dance.
So
get you a bib and a bottle and have someone rock you to sleep.
Wow, that was really good.
Give me a break. Don't like it. I am saying that these people, because they are basing it on ignorance, then they are basically ignorant.
Sorry.
Smacking that asparagus, baby.
Smacking the asparagus together. Here we go.
You're a young buck, Zane Peterson.
So darn. Go ahead. It's the vegan club.
So, a stinking pile of dog manure. Excuse me, I'm about to cry here. It's funny. But I love my sisters. Zane, you there with us yet? Zane?
I'm here.
Okay, now,
yes?
Can everybody hear everybody?
It's so stupid.
Over and 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 over again.
Good old Clive, huh?
Yeah, old Clive, yeah.
I know Clive. He's my band. He owes me money.
Does he really?
It's like having a double hernia.
So, crap, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, come on. I had a good question I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready.
Back on subject.
So if it happens, I'm going to pat myself on the back with a 2x4. There we go.
Was he born in communist China or what?
You know what they say about a man with big feet.
It's not true.
Oh, you don't wear big shoes?
I got big shoes and big hands.
Not the kinky kind.
Okay. Thank you very much on that one.
It looked like the Undertaker didn't have his dentures in one of the pictures when he's trying to throw Shawn Michaels into the guardrail.
So that's going to be interesting to see how that's going to impact wrestling. Ha 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 ha. So,
thanks, studio.
Yes.
Is that
kitchen?
You're ruining the professionalism of the podcast.
It's a professional kitchen.
I got the look for that one. And she says, seriously?
This is a family podcast. Please keep it PG, PG-13. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem. Nobody wants to see me on the radio like this. Yeah. It's not you. It's just, it makes me laugh, though.
Do you think that vegans, like, when they mow their lawn, do you think that's the same feeling they get?
I just hit one of them natural onions and it smells good. From the outskirts of London, it's John Moxley.
Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Why,
you sound horrible. Oh, eh? My goodness. Oh, I love not even being on TV and not even being a relevant tag team. We are the world.
We are the children.
The human jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
By the way, I am too hot to handle, too cold to hold. I am too fat to be where it's at. I might not be able to float like a butterfly. I might not be able to sting like a bee. But I can hit you like Muhammad Ali.
That is good.
How can I follow that?
Yep.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were a wrestler?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash. More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
How did Ronda Rousey put that car in drive while her hands were cuffed behind her back?
So it's a theory, not a rumor, rumor.
Really? Seriously?
Really?
Yes, really? It's like The Miz. Really?
Really?
Two old geezers with their walkers and no teeth.
If you mention that dickhead from HBO, I'm gonna frickin' punch somebody in the face.
Can I hope it's gonna be the Wyatt family? Can I please?
Capitalism at its finest.
Hi, Big Show.
This is gonna be the stinker of the year.
My pants are wet.
Well, then he needs to get out now. Oh, snap.
They still call you doctor?
On one of the stations I work on.
Really?
I'm not a proctologist, I'll tell you that.
Oh, you're just becoming professional wrestling? Nah. Well, yeah, uh-huh.
I wasn't talking about General Compton. I was talking about WrestleMania.
Now, wait, is this Deep Thoughts from the Man's Throne? You're not on the throne, aren't you?
No, but I recently was. Hallelujah. But, man, he is a beast. He is a...
Oh, yeah, a little overboard.
That was just stupidity. Well, first off, if you're eating French fries talking Kofi Kingston, you need to drop those. Go get some pancakes.
Well, this is going to hurt.
The man who has seen it all, but has understood very little of it.
I couldn't see because light was in my eyes.
Really?
How come we only go to the road to WrestleMania? Why can't we have, like, the road to WWE Roadblock or the road to Fastlane or the road to... How come WrestleMania is the only one that gets a road?
Seriously?
Really? Yeah, she had to deal with drunk Marines. That's...
Yeah.
Really?
I'm
wondering if they're going to start saying Raw is the house that AJ Styles remodeled.
Yes. Really?
And then no way Jose, you know, no way. Yeah. Jose, he's saying that he would like to take Big E's place.
Really?
That's why you are the plethora of knowledge on professional wrestling.
I'm a plethora?
Plethora.
I'm a plethora, man. I am a plethora.
You ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody. I'm a controversial guy.
Really?
That's rumor, okay? Don't quote me. I don't know. But these are just rumors, so take them as that, rumors.
Well, then he needs to get out now.
Number one, he deserves it.
Yeah.
Number two, he can carry it. And number three, all of the above.
All of the above.
And you pronounce your last name Vanini?
Yes.
Okay.
We were debating about that for like hours upon hours of how to be able to not...
Two old geezers with their walkers and no teeth. Well, thanks for being here and being all in.
So, like, what the hell said inside the FOM?
Since about 1894.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long time.
Damn, it only took like 5 minutes. Wow. Yeah, we all sound the same, mate. But with the Robert Roode thing, I'm glad that they've given him that porn star mustache.
A little bit of the bubbly.
As soon as you could see those eyes and the way he was talking.
Original, random, dumb stuff.
I can speak Tasmanian.
Are you ready for that? I mean, this is a bad joke.
Get your Aussie barbecue steak. Damn, it only took like 5 minutes. Wow.
Elmo's not going to come out and say, how you doing, kids? He's going to stab Elmo.
Joey Ryan, like, doing his penis thing. I was going to say another word. Then doing his penis.
Now you want to pull it?
I don't know. He's standing in the background looking at himself in the mirror. It's...
doing his thing. Back, let's just leave it at thing.
When you're getting breastfed as a baby, like, we don't actually use mother's milk. We use Vegemite.
This guy's cool.
I'm sorry. That thing kind of creeped me out. Honey.
You Americans are all right, I suppose.
make Daniel Bryan eat a steak right in the middle of the ring. That'll get you.
We're three wrestlers, or excuse me, sports entertainers. I could see that she going, yeah, right. You have a podcast, huh? You know,
he's a little stinker pot. He's yelling at Big Vig.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I had too much water.
When you got some stuff messed up in your body, you might as well play some games, right?
That's true, and my whole body's messed up.
Wrestling does that to you.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Something's got to change. Please, Vince, give it over to Triple H. I blame you, Vince.
I made it funny.
I know jack about rodeo.
I'm getting a little feedback. What's the feedback?
I've got my speaker turned up a little bit too loud.
Okay, you're fired.
I'm a huge nerd.
Said, that's the word of the day. Psychopath. Can you say psychopath? You know?
I like that. I like that.
But how often are we going to be able to talk about D frickin' CW? So good.
Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Who knew? You know? I think the people in the casino looked at me like I had lost my mind.
Going down the slide of Chuck E. Cheese.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, he can just scratch his mad place and get glad. Who knows? Who cares? And
man, I can't train to be no wrestler. Are you serious?
But I tell you what, watching Money in the Bank would make anybody be sick to their stomach in about 3 or 4 seconds.
How long you've been growing that beard? You have one of the best looking beards I've ever seen, man. I will take my hats off to Creative for that. And then I will stomp on that hat later on.
Monster. I'm glad Nikki got it. Not Nikki, but Bailey got it. Nikki. Bailey got it.
You get that stupid music and you eat a Jimmy John's sandwich.
First one to get to the baby powder.
Next on Extreme Rules. It was puddling up underneath his eye.
Hey, Dave. Has it been raining for 24/7? A kid could buy it at a KB or a Toys R Us store. Or...
Hey, I got a belt at a Toys R Us store.
Well, here we go. Somebody's going to get offended over this.
He is the one man sweat gland, Shane McMahon.
And this one right here ain't worth wiping your tush with.
So it'd be weird, BB Smarks.
But, like, when the music hits and you go through that curtain, man, something happens to you. I'm telling you, something happens to you. And it's almost like it's definitely me, but I get to play a part.
What in the blueberry hell is this? I'll count down for Dave. This is for you, Dave. 3, 2, 1. Episode of the Walking Dead. It makes me want to grab a bottle of Jack Daniels and down it before I go to work. Hey, this is what wrestling is supposed to be. Whoopty weeding.
The convenience store title, the 7-Eleven championship. I mean, the comment section is like the most important thing to read every day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
You could have heard a lung collapse in that arena.
A little sweaty, a little sticky, try a little shake.
It's there forever. It's like a belch from a bad onion.
Listen to him backpedal, Dave.
He must be a politician.
I'm not Hillary Clinton, and I sure as hell ain't Barack Obama.
And we were going, ooh, ooh, ooh.
No, let's just move on to the next thing, Dave.
No. Let's get back. I am so sorry I even asked this question, to be honest with you. Pour some Splenda on me, because I'm on a diet of love. I know.
He has to rein us back in. Yeah.
I guess I. I've lost control, guys. I've lost control. That you won't find that woman in the kitchen cooking biscuits.
They say peanut butter and mayo sandwiches are good.
Okay, Chris, you remember earlier in the podcast when we talked about on our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page and that we will appreciate everybody's opinion. That opinion sucks, man. No. Remember, the comments you heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of intelligent human beings, and we are proving it right now, so I've lost control, guys. I've lost control.
Sorry, because you're a big boy. He actually didn't cash in.
No, he didn't.
Who's he going to do it to this time? Why don't you just cash in the 24/7 title?
Or as I like to say, dum-dee-dum-dum-dum.
Yep.
Yeah, a match that we've all been waiting for our entire lives.
Stupid show they have. What was it? Super Showdown? What were they? What did they call that?
They called it the Prince Ayib Rahi Shaib. I don't know what the heck it was. It was the biggest debacle with the hemoglobin and sassafras that I just get through watching.
He is the pest of the world.
it was worse than David Arquette winning the WCW title.
He'd be like Gentleman Jervis and rock him to sleep.
Oh Lord! I've got that image in my head again. Oh man!
Okay.
Tell me what you got. I'll tell you later.
Buttloads of money.
Wait a minute. Where did he go?
Well, there went his career.
Is it Goldberg or Oldberg?
Yeah. Not so terrible. He's a big old honking dude.
Well, that's just 8 minutes and 30-something seconds of your life that you'll never get back.
Liv Morgan was standing ringside right in front of me and...
You like that?
That was a nice view.
I bet it was.
Very nice view.
Yeah, very nice
view. Of the ring, of course. Of the ring, of course. The ring, of course.
Happily married man. Happily married man.
Second row.
I don't know. It was just so blah.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess I was just trying to take over the world.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash.
And I need some psychotherapy.
Yeah, I was just walking to the bathroom, and Chavo Guerrero is right next to me.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever.
Yay.
I'm talking about heel Miz, not face Miz. Face Miz sucks.
Well, when I was back in the day.
The constipated Baron Corbin.
I have a boombox. I can dance in the ring. I'm cool.
With Gentleman Jervis and this Orange Julius dude.
This doesn't feel special.
You know, he is the one-man human sweat gland.
Man, he knows how to get under people's skin.
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
You know, we're the best tag team ever.
Orange Cassidy's the laziest wrestler in the industry right now.
He's also the stupidest wrestler in the industry right now.
It ain't Chris on the mat right now. It's Zane O. Mac on the mat.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh. Oh, this is extreme. No, it's not.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I don't even know where to start.
I'm going to watch wrestling.
Dave?
Tell us how you really feel about Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Maybe he can grow on you like toe fungus. Your head out of your prostate.
Yeah, it's not happening. I like it.
the FBI is going to show up to my house. And it got a little spooky from there.
You shake your head and you wonder how these people reproduce.
No. Don't get started. Oh, no.
I knew it. You know what? A catfish has better rhythm than he does.
And went to the potty and make sure that they make wee-wee.
It does make you want to pull out your last nose hair when you...
To be frankly, offends my intelligence. And I'm not that intelligent.
This, you know, like the Legion of Doom. But now it's gone to the Legion of Snooze.
I would not classify you as a big guy, Dave. I would classify you as athletically overweight.
That is cruel and unusual punishment.
Sorry, we messed it up, and we want your forgiveness.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but I can actually snort refrigerant and then fart snowballs.
I think I saw you do it one time.
Yeah, he's an attraction.
Whoa, don't get too far from PG, guys.
Yeah, baby, got it made in the shade, baby.
SummerSlam.
NXT is how I get my wrestling fix.
I'm a big old fat genie. That's right. I'm a big old fat genie. Yeah.
I'm going to look in the pig's nose to make this daggum shirt smell better.
And that's the fishing line. Cause Shark Boy said so.
Just get off there.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon's.
It is the weapon of mass destruction.
I could talk to you about bacon for an hour. And
it was desecrated.
It was very desecrated. And the Great Watcher is here, and he was not happy.
That's what happens when you have a three burger with jalapenos and sauerkraut.
I'm definitely a member of the Tombstoneiverse.
It's going to be a surprise.
She means business. She tore my shirt off last show and chopped me right in the chest.
We have to go look for him.
He looks like a porno star rolled in pubic hair.
What a show.
Woo, that was some good stuff.
You're usually done for the day. You've been here since 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate you sticking around this afternoon.
I am the reason. Dave's DVR is working out, baby.
No offense, soccer fans. but this is more money.
Take offense. Take offense. Soccer fans. I'm not the king of a lemonade stand, but I am the king of the buffet line. I'll tell you that. So. I don't know how bushy my tail will be, but
3.9.
I'll bush it up.
Well, I hope they get boiled in oil and their fat sold for soap.
Yeah, the Mac Daddy is back.
Oh, you mean that guy?
No Comedy Chris.
Gosh, Zane, I'm hurt. I need a blanket in my juice box now.
No, we're gonna change your name to Dr. Dud.
Oh, let me get my bleeper out really quick. One of those two words for Chris. Bleep.
Chris can't. Well, but well, that's all I have to say about that.
That was well thought out. He weighs 3,000 butterflies.
88 pounds of halibut. Can you believe that? I got two words for him. Just kidding.
Bleep.
It's not Joey Ryan's junk, so they don't have to take it so hard, you know?
Oh.
Was that too far?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Zane Peterson pushes the envelope.
PG-13 and a half. That's the way we roll. Bring it right up to the edge and then stop.
You're SOL, Bubba.
Yeah, that's it.
And the adjustment to his theme song, you know, I think I'm old. I think I'm broken. I drive the girls in the scene, you home wild. WWDD.
What would Dave do?
A lot of butt fumbles.
Dave, other news. Big time news.
Big time news?
Big time news.
It was supposed to be like Ravishing Rick Rude, but a hot dog hit him in the head.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of being, like, 6 on the playground. You know, being like, AEW rules, WWE drools.
Performance anxiety.
It's got to be something.
Yeah, maybe a little blue pill will help you out. Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Maybe a little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah. Hellfire, brimstone, and everything else unholy.
Crown jewel. It's going to be a diamond stuck up of cow pie.
I've never seen them do that before.
I think I've seen hammered crap that looks better than those guys.
I got a question for you. What does NXT, AEW, and rigor mortis have in common?
I hesitate to ask. So what does AEW, NXT have in common?
One thing in common, they're stiff within 2 hours.
I am the Mac Daddy of professional wrestling, so I got an image to uphold.
Sorry. I'm just picturing he's gonna hold up his reputation.
After that, you could have just turned it off. It would have been the same. It would have been the same feeling.
But he also needs his colostomy bag changed every now and then too.
And Chris, he also has something you don't have.
A full
set of teeth.
Hey,
and
man.
A sense of humor. After Becky and Sasha, I did turn it off.
Let's have buckets and buckets just smeared all over the ring. Let them dance in it.
Why is urine even relevant right now? Like,
ding, 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 and the match is over. I mean, what was that all about?
It's probably the oldest of the four of us here, the guy who knows nothing about technology, that got this figured out. Old guys rule, okay. Bubs.
I'm not sure what all happened there.
We call that in the business a cluster, if you get my drift. So, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes less is more. Exactly. So,
how amazing is the Lana Bobby Lashley storyline? I'm eating ice cream, so I didn't hear you.
This is what's wrong with wrestling.
Somebody get some incense in here.
Somebody light a match. No, never mind.
Don't, not now.
You guys are having a conversation over here. Who is this guy? Why did I marry this guy?
They're twittering.
Oh, crap. Brain fart.
It was a blind squirrel searching for a nut.
Into the fire.
Like, oh, my God.
I'm calling.
That's my hour of relaxation right there. With a whole bunch of guys in spandex beating each other to death.
That was funny, huh? Yeah.
Dave, where'd you come up with this? Where'd you come up with this, fella?
Okay, wait a minute. How many times did Utah Jazz lose to the Chicago Bulls in the NBA Finals?
How many times did Michael Jordan push off Brian Russell? Huh?
I was about to say the same thing.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero. Zero. It'll put some hair on your chest. I know that.
It gets into your bones.
But I'm starting to think, just like all of these inbred, white trash, redneck kicks.
Man. You're stealing my mojo.
Can't stand them old Germans on there. I wish Jerry Lawler would just poke their eyes out.
Okay. This is an example of three people who love the business so much that they can read each other.
What do you think of the new championship? It was blue. What's the difference?
I'm going to be completely politically incorrect. I'm an equal opportunity offender here, you know, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so sick of the New Day, I could puke.
I took that table and I went to working on him and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. The police.
And that's the bottom line, because Grandma Willie said so.
Because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Just a little bit hotter than Chris is, so.
Well, he's always that way.
Yeah.
He's the sexy boy.
Yeah.
You know, I have a pretty good memory, but it's about the second shortest thing I own, so.
Budding the opponent.
What?
Butting the opponent.
What about people who don't have butts? You know?
So there's a little bit of inbreeding with some of these people.
They know that AEW is going to beat them. They know that AEW is better.
You've been reading social media way too much. Idiot, 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 idiot. Yep.
You washed up piece of tattooed garbage.
Chris on the mat coming in 3, 2, and 1. That was a good countdown there, man. I'm gonna have to use that for the blooper reel, okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Are we weird and everybody else is normal, or are we normal and everybody else is weird?